Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's open mic today. You talk, we listen. We'll have a dialogue and discussion with you on any issue that you feel is viable and important to you, and we'll talk about those issues today. We're carrying on the monologue thus far with what is taking place in Washington with the leaked announcement that Justice Stephen Breyer, the Supreme Court, is retiring. He's 83 years old, oldest member of the Supreme Court, and he's retiring, according to the announcement. But surprise, 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 Stephen Breyer didn't make the announcement. The announcement was secretly funneled out of the White House to the news media stream, and I believe it was done to deflect the conversation and the spotlight from being on Biden and all of his failures, the failures that have taken place. And the question is, ladies and gentlemen, who will Biden appoint? What will his appointment be like? We know it's got to be a left-wing nut job, as I call it. But, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, thank you for taking my call. You're just hitting on all 8 cylinders this morning, and I'd like to thank you that you're waking up people. And Dr. Youngblood, I consider myself reasonably intelligent, and I would like to think that the American people, whether it's higher interest rates or food shortages, double gasoline price, that no matter what it is, they'll wake up, that eventually they'll wake up and realize, hey, this is not the way to go. But, you know, Germany in the early 20s experienced hyperinflation. They actually had to pay the workers twice a day. And the economy was destroyed. And you would think the German people are smart people. You would have thought that taught them a lesson. But Dr. Youngblood, it wasn't maybe 5 years later that they embraced Adolf Hitler. So there's a word in the Bible, it talks about a reprobate mind. Mm-hmm. And I just believe that these liberals have a reprobate mind that nothing is going to make them see the truth. They've got their own sense of what's the truth. They think they know the truth. They're further from the truth than the East is from the West. And that's just the way I see things. I just don't see a silver bullet fixing all of this. I just see it going the way that the book of truth says it will go.
Well, Tom, you're exactly right. Let me just intersect with that and make a statement, because the Bible talks about in Romans chapter 1, verse 28, that God gave them a reprobate mind, and that is as a result of man going their own way, man choosing a lifestyle of sodomite living and rebellion against God. And the scripture says God turned them over to a reprobate mind. That word reprobate means depraved, corrupt, sinful, immoral, shameless, wicked, evil, profligate, degenerate, damned, debauched, dissolute, corrupt, lost-minded, unruly, And all of that identifies where we are today with the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party. So you're exactly right. Tom, let me ask you a question if you're still there. You still there?
Yes.
In your opinion, who's going to be the one that Joe Biden will appoint to replace Justice Stephen Breyer?
There's a judge, a black woman judge, that he appointed to a high office. I really think it will be her. I read her name last night, but I don't retain things like I used to, but that's who I think it will be.
It could very well be, but let me just set up the stage and you can respond to it, and then we can have others to call in and respond to it. It is my position, and I've stated this several times now since Biden has gone in office in the past year, and the more he loses his cognitive ability, the greater potential is that he needs to be removed from office. Now, they're not going to remove Joe Biden from office on the 25th Amendment because he is cognitively depleted. They won't do that at this juncture. What they're going to do, in my most humble opinion, is to replace the Kamala Harris as vice president because she's the laughingstock of the Biden administration. They've been keeping her in the closet the past 6 months, approximately, because all she can do, all she has qualifications for is laughter. If she can be asked a question, she'll burst out in demonic laughter. And that's the only thing that she can do well, and that is laugh. And it's a demonic laughter. But they must remove Kamala Harris. And I believe, this is my position, I set this up for anybody to call in and join in the dialogue and discussion, give your opinion, your thoughts, or reject what I'm saying and tell me why this may not be the case. I believe they're going to put Kamala Harris in the U.S. Supreme Court. She has the qualifications, i.e. the credentials, as being a lawyer, as being a prosecutor in the state of California. They will take her out of office by appointing her to the justice position, replacing Justice Stephen Breyer. They will then replace Kamala Harris by appointment, not election, with either Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, or Hillary Clinton as the VP. And then the puppeteer behind the scenes that's moving Joe Biden's arms and hands and moving his lips, they will remove Joe Biden based on the 25th Amendment because he's cognitively depleted and is dangerous for America. And then the one that they had appointed as a vice president will be slipping up to the position of president. It will go back to the days of Gerald Ford, where we'll have a vice president and a president and the same cycle that's appointed and not elected by we the people. Now, that's just my opinion. That's my thoughts. That's my philosophical analysis of it. And we think it's bad today. It would be like jumping out the frying pan in the fire, as my mother used to call it, when we see that take place. Tom, what are your thoughts about that? Do you view that as being a potential or a possibility?
I think it fits perfectly, Dr. Youngblood. I do. They're desperate for character. They're desperate for leadership, and they will try something like that. Only God could have shown you that.
Well, one of the things, Tom, that I think plays into that is they know full well that as we enter into the heat of the election cycle for 2022 in November, that it's impossible, my most humble opinion, it is impossible for a Biden candidate, for a person on the Democratic ticket that will be standing in favor of Joe Biden and what he's doing, be an impossibility for that person to get elected, I believe, in November of this year, an impossibility. So they realize that they will have sheer total cataclysmic failure at the ballot box in November if Joe Biden is still president. So they got to remove him. And the only way they can do it is by not by having him removed and have Kamala Harris slip up to the position of president. Some have thought that. I don't believe that'll happen. I believe that it'll happen otherwise. I'm looking at an article, Tom, that I'll just read and then let you go. Title of the article, "Will Predictions That Biden Will Install Kamala Harris on Supreme Court Prove to Be True?" Now, I've been saying that for about 5 or 6 months or better. And now here's a writer that's dated January the 26th. That Joe Biden might nominate the Vice President Kamala Harris to the U.S. Supreme Court was making the rounds on news and other sites on Wednesday, literally before the newscasters finished their announcements that Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer was retiring. It's true that she does check the boxes that Biden imposed as a candidate when he said that he would make sure that a black woman was nominated first. She has Indian and Jamaican parents. Speaking of Kamala Harris, here's the question. But the real reason may have nothing to do with her qualifications, but with the idea, listen now, but with the idea that Biden apparently has been looking for a way to remove Vice President Kamala Harris from the job, then the time has come to do so. Even CNN, this article says, even CNN recently released a lengthy analysis of Harris's performance, which interviewed dozens of sources and found the exasperation and dysfunction are prominent in the Biden White House when it comes to the nation's second in command. CNN said key presidential aides already have largely thrown up their hands at Vice President Kamala Harris and her staff, deciding that there is simply not enough time to deal with all of the issues right now. She pointed out the obvious. So this person has to be a woman. This is going back to the obvious of what Biden has said. He said when, quote, campaigning, that if he were president, he would make sure that he would bring forth a candidate for the Supreme Court that's a black female, would have to be liberal. He goes into a great deal of detail about it. Even, I think, if I'm not mistaken, said that she would need to either be transsexual, homosexual, lesbian, or something in the perverted sodomite lifestyle. She pointed out the obvious. So this person has to be a woman. She has to be black. She has to be younger. Anybody thinking what I'm thinking, that applies to Kamala Harris in the White, that's in the White House right now. And I can't be only the only person that's thinking that. Former White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said, politically speaking, if you're not happy with the vice president, you want her to be in a different role. There's no greater role than the Supreme Court for her, end quote. And it goes on with the article taking the postulation and the position that happened just yesterday on CNN News and others now saying that. I've said that for months and months and months. So what's your takeaway with that, Tom, before we turn you loose and let you go back to work?
I think you're right on. I think that only God could have shown you this, Dr. Youngblood, and it really makes me proud to know that I support your broadcast.
And well, brother, I go ahead.
I know now why I do, because you know the truth.
Well,
you know the
truth. I'm praying that God will use this hour each day to inspire, to encourage, to challenge, and illuminate hearts and minds. And let me just touch on what you've just said. If you tune in each day, if you appreciate what's being said each day, if it's an inspiration, if it's encouragement, if it's a challenge, do as Tom just said he's doing, and that is support Let's Face the Issues broadcast, that we can do what God wants us to do in a broader fashion and perhaps go beyond just the borders of where we are now broadcasting. Tom, thank you so much for your call. And as I say each and every day, look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the issues of the day. It's open mic. You make the decision on what you want to talk about. You call, and we'll chat a while on that issue. Ladies and gentlemen, the focus is now off. Because of this, the focus is now off the Biden administration and the abysmal failure that the Biden presidency has brought for America. The abysmal failure is that we have high gas prices, we have few products on the shelf. The products that are on the shelves in the grocery stores today are anywhere from 15 to 30% higher than they were just 6 months ago, thanks to Joe Biden. We are on the very cusp of what Powell has said, and the one that controls the money in Washington. He's already said that we're going to have at least four rate increases on the interest during 2022. And the first one will come, he said, before March at the latest. And ladies and gentlemen, generally speaking, in a presidential situation where there's problems, if they feel the need to raise the interest rates, it might be a quarter point, a quarter point, a quarter point. But I believe, and this is, I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but I believe what we're going to see is a devastating 1% hike by March of this year. If they raise the interest rate by 1%, it will put the screeching halt on buying and selling of real property. It'll put the screeching halt on the expansion of the money market. It'll put the screeching halt on anything that's called prosperity for any American today. If you raise it at that rate, 1%, you might say, well, that's not bad at all. No, it'll bring a screeching halt to what we call any realm of progress. It will cause the stagflation to worsen. It will cause the debt to be, the national debt to be increased and exacerbated majorly. We're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, in this segment of Let's Face the Issues, the potentiality of Joe Biden appointing Kamala Harris as a Supreme Court justice to fill the seat of Justice Stephen Breyer that the surreptitious secret person out of the White House has just announced on behalf of Stephen Breyer that he is retiring at the age of 83. I've been saying this now for months and months and months, and I believe the puppet, Joe Biden, will remove Kamala Harris, appoint the replacement, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, or someone in that category, and then will place Kamala Harris up for approval by the Senate. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if her name comes up for approval by the Senate, just as, listen to what I'm telling you, just as any other candidate that Joe Biden postulates for that position, if it is a black female sodomite, makes no difference, whatever that may be. If that is the case, there's too much timidity, too much embarrassment, too much shame, too much fear in an election year for the rhino Republicans in the Senate to say no. They will approve the candidate that Biden sets forth. All of the Democrats will vote for it without any reservation, the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist Democrats, and many, if not most, of the rhino Republicans in the Senate. So don't you dare think that somehow, some way, we've got a blockade in the Senate that will prevent a out of hand, out of character, out of the realm of normal going into the seat of the Supreme Court to fulfill the seat of Breyer as he retires. He'd already said that by the end of this year he would retire, but they have taken a jump further in front of him now to make sure that he does, and to make sure that he does it sooner rather than later. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned about it from a Christian perspective. It's bad enough to have Justice Breyer that's been a left-wing nut job in the Supreme Court. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you put a black sodomite female in there, or if you put someone like that, that Biden has already said that he wanted to put in office in the Supreme Court, we're watching the demise of the foundation of our nation, the biblical constitutional foundation of our nation. And the scripture is very clear in Psalms chapter 11, verse 3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned because as part of the, quote, righteous, we're talking about Christians, conservatives, and patriots. What are we to do if our moral, ethical, biblical foundations are obliterated, if the warp and woof of society is destroyed? And it shall be if our Constitution is, if we walk away from our Constitution. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time that this reasoning that's going forth today, I believe it's time that we understand that Kamala Harris is on the cutting edge of the potentiality of being appointed to fulfill that seat of Justice Breyer. Ladies and gentlemen, the scripture is very, very clear that we need to be concerned. We need to care. But let's go back to Kamala Harris for a moment. You realize when she was running for the office of president in the presidential primaries on the Democratic side, she got 1%, less than 1% of the vote out of her own state of California. Ladies and gentlemen, she is successful at one thing, and that's laughing. Her state and the state of California, she was a failure in her presidential bid. Kamala Harris's record as state prosecutor in California reveals that she is for all of the criminals and against the citizens. She is for murder by way of abortion. She is for marijuana and other drugs to be used without any reservation. She is for the Black Lives Matter Marxist team to come in and destroy and tear down and burn buildings and kill police officers. During the highlight of that, the heyday of that in 2020, ladies and gentlemen, Kamala Harris, 2020 and 2021, Kamala Harris set up an organization funding all of the BLM and Antifa. If they'd get arrested out of the funds that she had set up, Kamala Harris would have them bailed out, put back on the street. Ladies and gentlemen, she's against the Constitution. Ladies and gentlemen, if Kamala Harris becomes Supreme Court Justice, it will be only another blow against the family and against our faith and freedom in the United States of America. We must pray, seek God's face, ask God to heal our land, and ask God to prevent the devastation that will, not could, but will take place at the hands of Barack Hussein Obama, the puppeteer with the puppet in the Oval Office named Joe Biden. it will bring about devastation for our nation. I'm concerned about where we're going. I'm concerned about our foundation. I'm concerned about our founding documents. I'm concerned about our Bill of Rights. I'm gravely concerned about the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, and the First Amendment, the freedom of speech and the freedom of press. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if we do not have freedom of speech, we do not have religious liberties in America. If the religious liberties are taken away, if the freedom of speech are taken away, if the right to keep and bear arms are eviscerated, ladies and gentlemen, we'll become another Venezuela in a 24-hour period of time as that takes place. We need to be concerned constitutionally. We need to be concerned biblically of where we're going as a once great nation. If our Bill of Rights are destroyed, we've had it, ladies and gentlemen. Another very serious issue today and subject that we must jump on while we yet have a few minutes to do so. Another very serious issue today, ladies and gentlemen, is the Russia-China-Ukraine connection and Taiwan. What's happening there? What do you believe is going to take place? What do you think will happen as that comes about, ladies and gentlemen? Let me just remind you, ladies and gentlemen, it's open mic. You can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. Be delighted to entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the subject of your interest today. It must comply with what we're talking about in relationship to the faith, the family, and the freedoms in America. It must comply with what we're talking about generally, with the need to protect the founding documents and our founding that our founding fathers gave us, and most of all, protect our central biblicist right. I'm a central biblicist. I'm not talking about denominational dogma. I'm not talking about political ideology. I'm not talking about that which comes out of the vein of secularism and the socialistic mind. I'm talking about what the Word of God would have us to do, what God's Word says. I believe and trust the Word of God. I believe what God's Word says should settle it without any equivocation, without any question. By the way, going back for a moment with Biden, when asked the question about the retirement of the Justice Stephen Breyer, reporter asked Biden about Justice Breyer's retirement. Here's how he responds. President Joe Biden told reporters that he would have no more to say until later he would speak. By the way, what he does with that, he doesn't have any idea what's happening. It's come as a surprise to him that the White House deliberately released that announcement that Breyer is going to retire. So he's taken off course. He can't say anything now until his handlers, the puppet that's handling the puppeteer that's handling the puppet Biden, until they tell him what to say. He'll put a little vest card in his pocket and pull that out, and it'll be his answers in the next 24-hour cycle, if not before. But he was asked that question. He said, there's been no announcement from Justice Breyer. Let him make whatever statement he wants to make, and I'll be happy to talk about it later. And he goes on to talk about Breyer being 83 years old, et cetera, et cetera. The point is that I wanted to wrap up that loose end. Joe Biden doesn't know how to respond to it. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're right on the very verge of watching Russia invade Ukraine. Now, Russia has just rejected the handwritten, supposedly, the written notice that Biden had hand-delivered to the handlers for Putin, and they were out of hand rejected. They have over 100,000 troops on the border of Ukraine. They have all kinds of weaponry, war machinery, et cetera, et cetera. Do you think in your wildest imagination that Putin's going to back down after he's gone to that expense, that trouble, and he's been assimilating that 100,000 on the borders of Ukraine now for about 90 days? You think he's going to all of a sudden be frightened of Joe Biden and say, Joe Biden carries a big stick, and so therefore I'm going to back down and let the world see that I'm weak and that Joe Biden is stronger than I am? Putin will not do that, ladies and gentlemen. That's not his ideology. That's not the approach that he takes. That's not his modus operandi. I'm looking at an article that says the U.S. must prepare. Here's a headline dated January the 11th, and we're on almost the end of January. The U.S., the United States, must prepare for war against Russia over Ukraine. If Putin is not deterred from seizing another chunk of sovereign territory, he won't stop there. President Vladimir Putin is most likely than not to invade the Ukraine in the coming weeks. Why, this article says, I see the scale and the type of force arrayed by the Russian military, the ultimatums that's been issued by Putin and his officials, the warlike rhetoric until recently saturated Russian airways, and impatient with talks expressed by the foreign minister. The United States must do more than just issue idle talk and ultimatums about sanctions and economic penalties. The United States leaders should be marshaling an international coalition of willing, ready military forces to deter Putin and, if necessary, prepare for war. Now, the question that I have for you, our listening audience, ladies and gentlemen, should we go to war? Should we put boots on the street in Ukraine to lose lives as we did in Afghanistan for 20 years? Should we go back into a war like we did with Vietnam, where 58,000 U.S. soldiers were slaughtered because we didn't have an aim to win the war? We didn't have the mindset that we're going to go in and break things and kill people and win the war. That's what happened in Vietnam. That's what happened for 20 years in Afghanistan. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, we have the war hawks in Washington coming from mostly from the rhinos in Washington, the Republican in name only, and those that are now wanting to shield Biden, and they're willing to go to war to protect his presidency. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned when you talk about going to war over the protection of the Ukraine. What do we have in Ukraine that we need to protect? I'll tell you what. We have the Biden cabal that they want to protect. We have the Biden cabal and the mega millions, may I say even the potential of hundreds of millions, being made off Ukraine and the Ukrainian leaders. Listen, we send in hundreds of millions of dollars worth of aid to Ukraine, and most of that, our large portion of that, is funneled back to the Biden family cabal. They've been doing that for years. In fact, Peter Schweitzer in his book said that perhaps 31 million had been paid to the Biden cabal out of the Ukrainian dollars that was sent as American aid to the Ukraine. The other question is, will China go in and take Taiwan? The high probability is that they will. They've already said that if there are any boots on the streets in Taiwan that are military men, that they will slaughter them, they will kill them. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at on two or three sides. And the news today was that North Korea has just launched other missiles. They've done five or six just during this during this month. Ladies and gentlemen, Kim Jong-il, or whatever his name is, I call him Kim Jong-fool, but anyway, my bride says that I shouldn't say that, but he's sitting back waiting. He's watching the weak presidency. He's waiting Biden time. And if we see the involvement with China, the involvement with Russia, we're going to find Kim Jong, whatever his name, we're going to see him firing off missiles and taking a strongman stand. He is the puppet for China. He is the puppet for China. So, ladies and gentlemen, it deserves our serious interest as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots. We need to pray and turn from our wicked ways and seek God's face and ask God to heal our land, as is said in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Ladies and gentlemen, we must be aware of what's happening. As salt and light, as a child of God, we must be involved. We must take a stand for truth and be the watchman on the wall. Thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. Looking forward to meeting you next time as we face the issues.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.